Podcasting from Sydney, Australia, welcome to Take Control and become the expert in your finances, where you'll discover sound principles and proven strategies to take your financial position to the next level, giving you complete control and certainty in today's turbulent economic conditions. Now here's your host, Angela Dye.
Hi everyone, I'm Angela Dye. Thank you very much for joining me on our very first podcast. Over the next few months, we're going to take you through the different aspects of your financial strategies to help you achieve the maximum you can from your finances. One of the most important parts of a good financial strategy is your budget.
Come on, Angela. You know that everybody just cringes when they hear the word budget. Why is setting a budget such an important part of your financial strategy?
Well, you don't get rich by what you earn. You get rich by what you spend. So it's important that you understand what you spend and you keep control of your spending. So having a budget is not about not doing what you want to do, but it's about being aware of what you're spending when you're doing what you like to do.
Right. So it sort of helps you take a little bit more of a control of your money so that you know where it's going and what you're doing with it. Is that the whole goal of
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct. So you don't get to the end of the week and say, oh, I had $200 in my wallet. What have I done with it? Right. If you try and sit down and work out what you've done, you'll never come to the $200. There'll always be part of it missing. So it's important for you moving forward that you know exactly where every dollar goes. And having a budget helps you to do that.
So what would you define as a proper budget, like a budget that somebody can actually use to move forward in their financial strategy, as opposed to just, you know, having a bit of a control on what they're spending? Is there something more to it than that?
Yeah, there is. It's about understanding what it is you need to spend. So that's the essential things. So your phone, electricity, food, you know, maintenance, all that type of thing. And then there's the things you like to do. If you don't include the things you like to do in your budget, then you're going to blow your budget every month. Because we're human, so we like to think we're working to achieve something other than pay bills. So it's important, like something you want to do, you want to go to the movies once a fortnight, then you put it in your budget. You've got children who play sport or do activities, you put it in the budget. Everybody has pocket money. That's really important, because if you've got your pocket money, then you know you've got something you can spend it on. If you like to buy books or movies or, you know, go for a drive in the car, you know you've got the money there to do it because you've budgeted for it. So it's not about going without. It's about making sure that you understand where your spending lies.
Right. So they're those little rewards that you're talking about, just to sort of keep people obviously motivated. You know, life's not all about, you know, being frugal and, you know, living, you know, so
that's right.
You know, tight that you can't even enjoy yourself. You've got to
Correct. Yeah. You have to have something. You can't always just work and pay bills.
Sure.
So you need to achieve things, but you also need to know that you're secure in your home, you know, or whatever it is you like to do. You've got the car you'd like to have. You're going on the holidays you'd like to go on, and you need to have a plan for that. Like an Olympic athlete. No Olympic athlete becomes an Olympic athlete without a plan. They don't just get up in the morning and go to the pool and they can swim better than everyone in the world.
Sure.
They have to have a plan. They have to follow it. They have to stick to it. They have to take their notes down. They have to follow the plan. Same thing happens in finances. Exactly the same thing. We just tend to push it to the side as it's too hard, too difficult. I don't understand it. You know? So it's really, really important that you have the plan and you follow the plan. It's not important if you break the plan, as long as you realise you've broken it and you get back on top again.
And so this is your first step in your whole strategy that you go through with your clients. So have you got some examples of where people have come from, just general examples of where they've come from before they had a budget, money flying out the door and then not really knowing what they're doing, and then what actually were they able to achieve once they did start to have some structure?
Well, we did have a mother and father obviously came in, and they had kiddies who did sports on the weekend. And when they did their budget, the mother was horrified to see that they were spending $600-$700 a month just on takeaway food and drinks when the kids went to sport. So all of a sudden, the mindset changed. Now she takes an Esky, she takes the water from Coles rather than buying it from the canteen at $2.50 a bottle.
Yeah.
She gets a dozen of them for, you know, $8, that type of thing. So now she realises that, yeah, there was $700 going out the door that she wasn't even accounting for.
And it's so easy to do, isn't it?
It's very easy to do it. We all do it. I do it.
Yeah.
Everybody does it.
Everybody's busy and running around, and they don't think about those little things that they could be doing to save a few dollars until they get a big wake-up call like that.
That's right.
And they go, no, that's not on.
There's got to be a better way. Most people underestimate what they spend every month. Very few people go, oh, yeah, I spend this much, and then when they do their budget, it's actually what they thought. It's usually more. It's usually more.
And what are your thoughts about people using credit cards and that?
Well, I don't work with credit cards. I think, you know, I mean, credit, there's nothing wrong with them, but you have to be very disciplined. If you use a credit card in the right way, it can actually be the tool you use to spend your budget, you know. So you set up your direct debits, you do whatever you need to do from the credit card. The important part about the credit card is the limit. You must never put yourself in a position where it's easy for you to break the budget. If it's easy for you to do it and you can do it without thinking, you'll find you'll do it more often.
Right.
If you have to make a conscious effort to go, oh, I have to transfer that money to be able to, you know, buy that new car, then you won't do it.
So is what you're saying, you could actually use a credit card as a way to manage your budget with an allocated amount of funds each month that you have to spend so that your spending doesn't get out of control?
That's correct. Whatever your monthly budget is, it should be set at the maximum budget for any month of the year. So the month where you spend the most.
Right.
So for example, if you've got a month where you've got registrations on cars and things like that, so the spending is the highest in that month, that is your budget limit, because all the other months will fall into line with that. So for example, if it's $4,000, then you must set your credit card limit at $4,000. On the months where you don't spend $4,000, your credit card will be reimbursed for the lesser amount, and that's fine. The most important thing is on your biggest month, you've got enough there to cover it.
Should you work out your budget as an average of, say, 3 months or 6 months or 12 months and then spread some of those larger expenses over the course of the year or a number of months? Would that be...
When we work with a budget, we do a 12-month budget. So any bill that is a 12-month bill, like insurances, regos on vehicles, all that type of thing, we divide by 12 and put that portion in every month.
Sure. Yeah. That makes sense.
You probably have a more balanced budget if you pay it every month, but it's not always the most beneficial thing to do. So it has to have a benefit. If it doesn't have a benefit, then you pay it when it's due.
So if you can't physically make a payment towards that transaction on a monthly basis, then there's no benefit of having it.
No, it's about where the money's sitting when you haven't spent it.
Right, okay.
That becomes important because money sitting in your mortgage is saving you the interest you would pay on your mortgage. So it's combating the compound interest. Whereas if you've paid it out every month, then you've lost the benefit of that sitting within your mortgage.
So you're saying that money that you don't spend each month when you fall short of what you allocated as your budget, you leave that money in another account?
You leave it in your mortgage.
In your mortgage.
Yeah. Yeah. The mortgage products today are very transactional. So there's lots of products out there with many different lenders, it doesn't matter who, that have the ability for you to pay your mortgage off very, very quickly.
So Angela, tell me, how do we begin setting up a budget?
Okay, the first thing you have to do is write everything down. So get yourself a little notebook, whatever you need to do, you're on your phone, you know, on your iPad, whatever it is, and start writing down when you spend money. Some of the things will be really obvious because you already use an FPOS card or a credit card, but there'll be other little bits and pieces like your morning coffee. So people like to have a morning coffee every day of the week, you know, they like an afternoon coffee, or they want to go for breakfast on a Sunday morning and that's what they like to do. Then you need to start writing down what those things are costing you.
Right.
That way you get a proper idea of what you're spending over the week, and then you can usually estimate it because there'll only be a couple of things you do different every week. Mm. We're creatures of habit, we do the same things all the time. So that's where you start with it. So once it's written down, then you become more aware of what it is you're doing. Then put it onto your spreadsheet or whatever you're using to track your budget. And then by the end of the month, you'll know. With the bills, it's easy. Just get the last bill, last couple of bills, estimate what it's going to be and put it into the budget.
And is this 1 month enough, or should people really do a number of months to just sort of see if there's any averages and sort of...
No, I think you'll find that even after 1 week it'll be enough.
Right.
Because you'll actually become more aware and you'll be a bit more attuned to what it is you normally spend. So you know about all your bills because you've got paper copies. You can go back in time. But over a week or 2 weeks, you'll realise the different things you do every day without even thinking. And then you just multiply it out. So it's important you put everything down though. So, for example, if there's one particular thing you like to do, you collect comic books. So you buy a particular comic book every time it comes out, then you need to make sure you put your comic book in there.
Mm.
Okay. If you overspend, then the person who's looking at your financial situation for you will be able to tell you, or should be able to tell you, that you're spending more money than you're earning. Mm. Now, there's only two things you can do there. Or one of two things. You can spend less money or earn more money.
Mm.
So the choice is yours to make, but at least you're aware of it. One thing to remember though, if you have using a credit card and at the end of the month you don't have the money to pay it to zero, then you have spent more money than you're earning.
Right.
So that's really important that you remember that.
I think that's one's pretty common, isn't it?
It is very common. You'll get to a month where you can't pay everything you've spent on your credit card and you'll find yourself starting to pay just the minimum payment. That's a real warning bell. You need to then sit down and do something about it.
So by actually starting to budget, obviously people might be able to get on top of those overloaded credit cards and start, you know, erasing those.
That's correct, because what will happen then is the debt won't get any worse.
Sure.
You need to start pulling it in. Go and get professional help if you have to get it. That's fine. There's no shame in that. We all have things that we're very good at and the things that we need help with. Okay, that's it for this particular podcast. Thank you for joining me. I hope this has been of a benefit to you. If you would like a copy of a simple budget document, visit my website, richmondresidential.com.au, and check below the podcast in the resource section, and you'll see it in there. If you're already on the website listening to this podcast, then scroll below and you'll see the resource section underneath and just download it for there. Thank you again and join me on the next podcast.
Thanks for listening to Take Control and Become the Expert in Your Finances with Angela Dye. If you like what you've just heard, we hope you'll pass along our web address to your friends and colleagues, richmondresidential.com.au. Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts. Join us next month for another edition of Take Control and Become the Expert in Your Finances.